as we're in the middle of income tax season right now, whether you do it yourself or hire a professional to take care of that business for you, tax season also brings out the scam artists as well. The Internal Revenue Service issued a little note the other day. They called it their Dirty Dozen ranking of tax scams. They remind taxpayers to make sure they use caution during the tax season and protect yourself against a wide range of different types of schemes, ranging from identity theft to return preparer fraud. Now, they list a dirty dozen each year. It's a variety of common tax scams that taxpayers can encounter at any point during the year, but oftentimes these scams peak during the filing season as people are in the middle of taking care of their returns. Now, these illegal scams can lead to some significant penalties and interest and possible criminal prosecution, so they want to make sure folks are very aware of all these types of things and make sure they stay out of this kind of trouble. Well, the first one that always tops the list, it seems, is identity theft. It's a response to growing identity theft concerns, so the IRS has embarked on a comprehensive strategy focused on preventing, detecting, and resolving identity theft cases as soon as possible. In addition to the law enforcement crackdown, the IRS has also stepped up its internal reviews to try to spot false tax returns before tax refunds are issued, as well as working to help victims of the identity theft refund schemes. Identity theft cases are among the most complex ones that the IRS has to handle, but the agency says they're committed to working with taxpayers who have become victims of identity theft as well. The IRS is seeing more and more identity thieves looking for ways to use a legitimate taxpayer's identity and personal information to try to file a tax return and then claim a fraudulent refund. An IRS notice informing a taxpayer that more than one return was filed in the taxpayer's name or that the taxpayer received wages from an unknown employer might be the first tip that you receive that you may have been victimized. The IRS has a screening process with the measures in place to try to stop fraudulent returns. And while the IRS has taken care of a lot of those types of things, addressing tax-related identity theft and done it aggressively, they say that they also see an increase in identity crimes, including more complex schemes. In 2011, the IRS protected more than $1.4 billion of taxpayer funds from getting into the wrong hands due to identity theft. In January, the IRS also announced the results of a massive national sweep to crack down on suspected identity theft perpetrators as part of a stepped-up effort against refund fraud and identity theft. Working with the Justice Department's Tax Division and local U.S. attorneys' offices, that nationwide effort targeted 105 different people in 23 states. So anyone who believes that his or her personal information has been stolen and used for tax purposes should always immediately contact the IRS Identity Protection Specialized Unit. Now, another scam is phishing. That's P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. It's typically a scam that's carried out with the help of unsolicited email or a fake website that poses as a legitimate site to try to lure in potential victims and prompt them to provide valuable personal and financial information. And once they have the information, a criminal can commit identity theft or financial theft. So if you receive an unsolicited email that appears to be either from the IRS or an organization closely linked to the IRS, such as the Electronic Federal Tax Payment System, you want to report that right away. The IRS does not initiate contact with taxpayers by email at any time to request personal or financial information. Also, return preparer fraud. About 60% of taxpayers use professionals to prepare and file their tax returns. Most return preparers provide honest service to their clients, but as in any other business, there are also some who try to prey on unsuspecting taxpayers. Questionable return preparers have been known to skim off their clients' refunds, charge inflated fees for return preparation services, and attract new clients by promising guaranteed or inflated refunds. So tax preparers should choose carefully when they hire a tax preparer. In 2012, every paid preparer needs to have a preparer tax identification number, and it needs to be entered on the returns that they prepare. So some things to watch for when you're dealing with an unscrupulous return preparer would include that they don't sign the return or they don't place that tax preparer identification number on it. They don't give you a copy of your tax refund. They promise larger than normal tax refunds. They charge a percentage of the refund amount as a preparation fee. They require you to split the refund to pay the preparation fee. or they add forms to the return that you've never filed before, or encourage you to place false information on your return, like false income, expenses, or credits, things like that. Also, look out for hiding income offshore. Over the years, numerous people have been identified as evading U.S. taxes by hiding income in offshore banks, brokerage accounts, or nominee entities, using debit cards, credit cards, or wire transfers to access the funds. Others have used different foreign trusts and employee leasing schemes, private annuities, or insurance plans for the same purpose. Another thing that goes on, too, is free money from the IRS and tax scams involving Social Security. There are all kinds of flyers and ads for free money from the IRS, suggesting that the taxpayer can file a tax return with little or no documentation, have been appearing in community churches around the country. Those schemes are also often spread by word of mouth, as unsuspecting and well-intentioned people tell their friends and relatives. And those scammers prey on low-income individuals and the elderly. They build false hopes and charge people good money for bad advice. And in the end, the victims discover that their claims are rejected. Meanwhile, the promoters are long gone. So the IRS warns taxpayers to remain vigilant for those types of issues. Also, false and inflated income and expenses are also another thing that they look out for. It includes income that was never earned, like wages or self-employment income, in order to maximize refundable credits. That's a popular scam, claiming income that you don't earn or expenses that you didn't pay in order to secure larger refundable credits, like the earned income tax credit, could have serious repercussions with the IRS. Also, there are false forms 1099 refund claims. That's an ongoing scam where they file a fake information return, like a Form 1099 original issue discount, to justify a false refund claim on a corresponding tax return. In some cases, folks have made refund claims based on the bogus theory that the federal government maintains secret accounts for U.S. citizens, and the taxpayers can gain access to the accounts by issuing those forms to the IRS. So you don't want to fall prey to people who encourage you to claim deductions or credits that you're not entitled for. And also, frivolous arguments. The promoters of different frivolous schemes encourage taxpayers to make unreasonable and outlandish claims to avoid paying the taxes that they owe. The IRS has a list of frivolous tax arguments that taxpayers should avoid, and those arguments are false and have been thrown out of court. And while taxpayers have the right to contest their tax liabilities in court, no one has the right to disobey the law. Also, falsely claiming zero wages. Filing a phony information return is an illegal way to lower the amount of taxes that an individual would owe. And there's an issue there with that as well. Charitable organizations and deductions. IRS examiners, they continue to uncover the intentional abuse of different 501c3 organizations, including arrangements that improperly shield income or assets from taxation, and attempts by donors to maintain control over donated assets or the income from donated property. The IRS is investigating schemes that involve the donation of non-cash assets, including situations in which several organizations claim the full value of the same non-cash contribution. Often those donations are highly overvalued, or the organization receiving the donation promises that the donor can repurchase the items later at a price set by the donor. There's also misuse of trusts and disguised corporate ownership, different types of issues like that that the IRS has to deal with year in and year out as well. Lots of different trusts are used by different promoters to urge taxpayers to transfer their assets into trusts. And while there are legitimate uses of trusts in tax and estate planning, some highly questionable transactions promise the reduction of income that's subject to tax deductions or personal expenses and reduced estate or gift taxes. These different types of trusts rarely deliver the tax benefits that are promised, and oftentimes they're primarily used as a means of avoiding income tax liability and hiding assets from creditors, including the IRS. The IRS they're aware of a lot of different things out there, so you need to be careful and watch out what's going on this tax season. And if you think there's something going on that's out there, especially those identity theft or phishing scams that may possibly cost you money, make sure you stay on top of those and take care of those things quickly. Tax season doesn't have to be as ugly as we sometimes think it might.